神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're going to be talking about giving care to another individual.
我们要谈一谈照顾别人。
Now the word care means to be watchful over.
照顾就是要去看顾他。
To look out for them when they cannot look out for themselves.
当他们自己无力的时候呢，你必须要去看顾他。
To provide for their needs.
提供他们的需要。
And to keep them safe.
而且让他们安全。
This thing of caregiving today has become more complex than it used to be.
今天谈到照顾人的时候，比起以前来，可是比较复杂了。
Whether it's taking care of an elderly person or taking care of a little infant.
不管是照顾老人家或照顾小孩子。
There was a time that there was a pattern that set a tradition that one in the family had to take care of the elder one and that the mother would stay home with the child to care for them.
依照我们的传统以前的话呢家庭家人理所当然就是要照顾长者父母亲或者是小孩子出生之后呢也是由父母来照顾的。
But today it is slowly changing.
今天可是不一样了。
Today, we are not taking care of our elderly as much as we used to.
这个时代呢，我们不再像以前这样照顾老人家了。
Many times we'll find someone else to come take care of them, or we'll put them in an institution.
有时候我们会找别人来照顾他，或把他放到养老院去。
With our children, we'll stay with them a little while, and then someone else will care for them, like a grandmother or an aunt, or maybe someone that you hire to take care of them.
小孩子们也一样，有时候我们就交给不管是爷爷奶奶、外公外婆，或者是其他阿姨，或者是姑姑去照顾，或者请别人奶妈来照顾。
But there is still a large group that has to take care of those who need care.
但是不管怎么样。需要被照顾的人可是很多。
For the last seven or eight years, I have been a caregiver to my father and my mother.
过去七八年来，我一直在照顾我的自己的父母亲。
But because of my faith and my belief in the living God, I have really had someone to strengthen and to help me.
因为我相信我的神，所以呢，当我需要的时候，他总是给我力量。
There were many problems that I faced.
我当然要面对很多问题跟困难。
It was just a new season or period of my life that I had to understand and be able to overcome.
这对我的人生来讲是一个很新的经验，而且我需要去克服。
And so that's what I would like to speak to you about.
所以今天我要谈这样的一个主题，就是照顾人。
For some of you are caregivers right now.
或许现在你正在照顾某一个人
，and some of you will be in the future.
而且有的人呢，以后也需要面对去照顾人的境况。
You're going to need a little help to face this.
你需要有一些帮助，让你来面对。
I know that I have watched a lot of young mothers when they have had their first child, and it has been really quite a change for them.
我看到很多年轻的这些妈妈，就是刚开始当妈妈呢，当她的宝宝出来的时候呢，人生的转变非常大。
Their whole life changes.
整个生命都生活都改变了。
For now, they have some little one that they must care for. They cannot care for themselves.
因为他们面对一个根本没有能力照顾自己的一个小生命。
At first, It may be such a joy to have that first little one.
当你有了新的这个宝宝的时候呢，刚开始你会很兴奋，很高兴。
But as time goes on, and night after night, you lose your sleep.
慢慢的你发现你睡眠就不够了。
And you've lost your freedom because you cannot go where you want to any time that you want to.
而且你失去了以前想去哪里就去哪里的自由。
So you have to be careful the attitudes that you begin to harbor in your heart.
所以你要小心你会有什么样的态度表现出来呢?
Now this will even be stronger when you must take care of the elder.
那接下去我们讲到这个老人家的时候可是更严重了。
And suddenly, in the years of your life that you are productive and working, you have a parent that you must take care of.
在你生活的很充实、很有成就的时候，突然间你发现你要面对的是照顾你自己的父母亲。
And your life changes.
你的生活就改变了。
Your schedule changes.
你的这种日程、行程呢就改变了。
There are even changes in your home.
连家里面也要改变。
So we must recognize then how we can go through this and go through it with a spirit of victory.
那我们如何能够经过这些，而且呢，能够克服，能够得胜。
Now those that are born or live with a servant's heart are very blessed.
如果你生来就有一个那种仆人服务的这种态度的话，那可是有福气的。
You say, what do you mean by that?
什么意思呢？
By their very nature, they love to serve people.
因为很自然的那种自然性呢，就喜欢去服务别人。
They're able to see what is needed to be done, and they do it.
他们很容易就看到有什么需要做，而且他们会容易去做到。
So when they come face to face with something in their life where they have to give care to some other individual, it may not be quite as hard.
所以这种有帮助人的服务人的天性的人呢看到面对某一个人需要他去照顾他的时候或许会比较容易一点。
And it's also very good for those people who are not self-centered but willing to sacrifice for someone else.
对于那种比较不自私的特性的人呢要去牺牲自己去服务别人照顾别人也比较容易。
So if you have a sacrificial heart, it may not be quite as hard for you.
所以如果你是那个比较容易牺牲自己的人，也是比较不会那么难的。
Now we have what we call levels of caregiving.
那对于这种照顾有它的程度，不同的程度。
Most of the time it's right within our family.
那首先大概大部分都是我们的家人。
Different family members will need something different at different times in their lives.
家人里面不同的人在不同的时间有不同的需要。
I asked a friend of mine just last night, how was their Christmas?
昨天晚上我问一个我的朋友，我跟他说你圣诞节过得怎么样？
And they said, it's good, it was good.
他说很好啊。
I went to my home, my husband and I went to my family, and then we went to his family.
因为我跟我的先生呢回到我婆家也去了我娘家。
But then she looked at me and she said, but you know, it's very hard to see our parents grow old.
但是她加了一句话她说看到父母亲渐渐的衰老是很难的事情。
And when we start to see them losing some of their capabilities and they're getting weaker and their steps are getting slower, we recognize that ahead of us may be some caregiving.
因为呢，我们看到我们的长辈呢越来越老，然后也越来越衰弱，然后越来越迟钝的时候，我们就体会到有一天我们一定要去面对要照顾他们的。
Now, maybe you will be the one that we call the primary caregiver.
或许你将会是那个要全时间照顾的人。
Or maybe you're what we call a periodical a caregiver. That means that you go and help one that is taking care or that is the primary caregiver.
还是呢，那个就是部分的时间，就是来来去去去照顾看顾的人。
Now, maybe you'll be one that is just there, and whenever, once in a while, and occasionally, you might help out.
或许呢，你只是陪在那里，偶尔才要做一点帮助的事情而已。
Or you might be one that's what we call a passive caregiver that doesn't really notice, that doesn't really watch, that really doesn't care.
那另外一种呢，是虽然人在那里，但是呢，你根本不管，心里面也不关心，也不去做什么的。
A person that actually, what shall I say, they just don't give any assistance when needed.
那这种人呢，有时候就是说呢，即使对方有需要呢，他从来不做帮助的，不啊伸出援手的。
Now, as a caregiver, what we have to recognize is what it's going to do to us.
身为一个照顾者，最要关心的是到底这个照顾下去对自己的影响是什么。
Full-time or primary caregiving can be very demanding.
全时间的照顾可是一件非常严肃的事情。
Whether it's with a little baby,
不管是小孩子
or one of your elder parents,
还是我们的长者
or maybe a handicapped child,
还是一个有残障的孩子
it takes a lot out of you.
那可是会用尽你很多的心思力量。
So you don't be surprised when negative feelings begins to come up inside of you.
如果你有一些不是很好受的感受出来的时候，不要觉得惊讶。
Because you might say, that's not me. I don't usually feel like this.
或许你说我怎么这样呢？我以前不是这样子的。
But you see, this is a natural result of emotional and physical fatigue.
但是在这种长久全时间的照顾别人之后呢，这是很自然的一种你情绪上的一种反应。
And then many times caregivers get that feeling that there's no escape from this prison and this constant responsibility.
有时候一个照顾者会有这种想法，就是好像我好像在一个牢狱里面，以后不再有自由了，我以后没有办法再啊逃脱这种责任了。
But what you don't realize many times is this very thing that is very, pressing on you, if you learn how to become victorious, makes you a better character and a stronger person.
但是你还没有体会到，当你经过这种照顾人的过程之后呢，你会增加一些你这种人格里面的一些层次，让你更强壮。
Many a young woman has gone into marriage, with very little sense of responsibility and a great dream about how wonderful marriage will be.
很多妇女她们带着梦想进入她们的婚姻，然后呢，她们一点都没有对责任方面的那种啊敏感度。
And then the baby comes.
然后生了孩子。
And suddenly this great responsibility is put on her shoulders.
就这样子一下子这个很大的责任就担在自己的身上。
Oh, how many young women have been made responsible women just because they took up their caregiving and learned how to adjust themselves.
有多少妇人就因为他们照顾自己的新生儿呢小孩子呢使他们成为一个非常负责任的人。
It brought out the very best in them.
把一个人里面最好的本质都磨出来了。
Sometimes you look at a young lady and you'll say, oh, she's become such a good mother.
有时候你就看到一个年轻的妈妈就说呢你看她啊把妈妈当得很好。
Even caring for our old can bring out that spark of something in you that is responsible and that people actually will admire.
一个照顾老人家的人也是一样，那会让你训练成你自己是一个很负责任的人，是别人所敬佩尊敬的。
But now let us look at some of those things that can come in our life that brings resentment.
但是呢，有时候也会带来一些恼恨。
And also physical exhaustion.
然后你的体力也会耗尽。
Some caregivers feel that they're tired all the time.
有一些照顾人的人呢，他们会觉得好像什么时候都是很累。
How many young mothers feel like they never get rested?
有多少刚当妈妈的人呢，会有这种感觉，就是呢，我以后没有办法休息了。
And they begin to feel bitterness rise up that why should they be left with all of the caregiving?
有时候呢里面就会有这种苦读就想说呢为什么我一定要做这些事情
I think this happens mostly when it's caring for the elderly when there's other brothers and sisters in the family.
特别是你一个人自己在照顾你的父母亲而别的啊兄弟姐妹没有参与。
But whenever we feel sorry for ourselves, resentment will come up.
你只要一可怜自己自怜的话同情你自己的话那么里面就会有恼恨。
Sometimes we feel very lonely and misunderstood.
有时候你觉得很孤单，而且呢，被误解。
Sometimes we feel guilty and confused.
有时候你会觉得有愧疚、罪恶感，然后你会混淆。
Sometimes when you care for your parents and it's week after week, month after month, year after year, you feel overwhelmed, helpless. It seems like there's no end.
这种日日月月年年这样的照顾呢，会让你感觉好像没完没了，然后你觉得你没有希望了。
And you feel like people neglect you and you're unappreciated.
然后呢，你会觉得好像别人都没有感恩的心，对你好像很忽略。
So now I want to give you just a little checklist to see how you feel in these circumstances.
接下来我要给你一些几点让你检查是不是你有这些现象。
And this will give you an idea whether you have gotten to the place where you feel some of these things I've been talking to you about.
那就会让你检查发现呢，你到底有没有像我刚才讲的到一个那样的地步。
Think about this. Are you easily upset with those that you love?
到一个地步，你会不会对于那种你爱的人呢，有很容易就会不高兴？
Are you becoming more critical?
然后你越来越容易批评？
Are you finding it more difficult to laugh or have fun?
你越来呢，越觉得好像没有什么有趣好笑的。
That now you just turn down invitations to be with others.
然后呢，对于别人对你的邀请呢，你越来越会拒绝。
Maybe you feel depressed about your situation.
对于你的情况非常的沮丧。
Are you feeling hurt when your efforts go unnoticed by others?
当你很努力、很辛苦的时候，然后都没有人去发现的时候，你会觉得很受伤害。
Are you living in resentment when other family members do not share your responsibility?
当别人没有来分担你的责任的时候，你心里面是不是有恼恨呢
？Do you feel trapped by all the responsibilities?
你会不会觉得这些责任好像一个陷阱，把你陷在里面呢
？Do you feel guilty when you even take time for yourself?
有时候你想放松一下，给自己一点时间的时候，你自己心里面会有罪恶感吗
？Does it bother you that you're missing your sleep and you get no exercise?
那当你没有时间在做运动或者是睡眠比较少的时候你是不是对你来讲是不是很难呢
You see, when these feelings get bottled up inside of you, then it becomes very difficult to be an effective caregiver.
如果你有这些感觉的话那有这种现象的话那你就很难成为一个适当的照顾者。
And you may become an angry, critical person.
就会变成一个很容易生气批评的人
living with this heat of resentment deep inside of you.
里面呢被这种恼恨的这样的一个压力所充满
and that makes caregiving harder.
如果这样的话会让你的照顾工作越来越难
Ask yourself, maybe you're asking yourself, why do I suffer these strong feelings of guilt in regard to caregiving?
你问一问你自己为什么我在这个照顾之下还有那么强烈的罪恶感呢
Now there is a legitimate guilt.
那有一种事实上是有的罪恶感。
If you're not giving that one that is in need adequate care, you are going to feel guilty.
当然如果你没有做该做的帮助该做的照顾的话你一定会觉得有罪恶感。
Now there is another area that can make you feel very miserable as you take care of a person.
有另外一种情况呢，会把你陷在一种很不舒服的一个情况下面的。
You see, you may have had a lot of anger and bitterness toward that person before you had to become their caregiver.
那就是早在你还没有照顾对方之前，你已经对那个人有恼恨或是有蛊毒。
And now you find yourself having to take care of a person
那现在呢你却需要去照顾这个人
that you had trouble with and you were angry at and you had bitterness in your heart toward them.
是那个你以前跟他有过节然后心里面有恼恨的那现在呢你需要照顾他
This can make everything you do very difficult.
这样的话不管你为他做什么都很难的。
Because it's the motives of our heart and our thinking that gives the attitudes and our doing toward a person.
因为你里面的想法、动机都会带出来你的态度、你的行为。
Now you're going to have to look at them in what their condition today.
那现在 你要好好的面对他们现在的情况。
And from there, you're going to have to recognize that unless I forgive them for what they did, I'm going to have a very hard time.
除非你原谅他们、包容他们以前的跟你的过节，不然的话，现在你照顾他、照顾起来，你会很困难的。
And this is where my heart goes out to those of you who have, that doesn't understand God's love and His forgiveness.
那就是为什么我会很同情那些不认识神、没有办法从神领受宽恕这种爱的人。
It's been marvelous how God has helped me to face myself and be able to forgive.
我觉得很奇妙的，就是很感谢的，就是呢，神一直帮助我，让我可以原谅人。
And then I take care of them for my Lord Jesus Christ.
我之后呢，当我照顾人的时候，我是为主耶稣而做了。
You say to yourself, I'm doing everything that I feel that I should do, but I still feel inadequate.
或许呢，你说呢，我该做的我都做了，可是我还是觉得无力感。
Well, you know, maybe your problem is that you have a problem with perfectionism.
或许你是那个完美主义者。
Maybe you want everything too perfect.
因为什么事呢？你都想要追求完美。
And you're going to have to accept that you are not a perfect person.
你必须要接纳你自己不是一个完美的人。
Then again, maybe you're a people pleaser.
那或许呢，你也是那个想要讨人喜悦的人。
You take care of them. You work very hard. You want to show people what you can do.
你照顾对方，然后你非常努力，非常迈进，可是呢，你是为了要让别人看到你做得多么的好。
And then you show people, how well you can do things. Your pride, yourself, your ego is there.
有时候是你自己的自尊心或者是骄傲呢，想让别人看到肯定你所做的是多么的棒。
So you get driven by an experience that's very difficult.
所以你就被这种动机所驱赶，那这样的做下去呢，你会很难。
You know, how we think is how we react in life.
你心里怎么想，你的行为就怎么样。
Now, this one may be very difficult for you.
另外这个呢，或许对你比较难。
Most of the time, we feel it's my duty to do this.
有时候你是为了做而做，为了责任而做。
Not always with our baby. With our baby, we really have the right idea. It's my privilege to take care of this one that I brought into the world.
这个比较不是对我们的儿女、对小孩子照顾会发生的，因为孩子们呢，是我们把他带到世上来，我们会觉得很理所当然要照顾他们。
Now, if you can change your feeling of this is my duty to feel this is my desire to be able to help this person in their last days or in their sickness.
如果你可以把从这是我应尽的义务转到这是我的意愿。要在这些对象、这些长者的那种晚年，他们最后的人生的阶段呢，来帮助他们。如果转成这个意愿的话，就好多了。
And it can feel like a privilege to be able to do this to help God and to help our fellow men.
而且把它当作是一种荣幸，为神而做、为人而做的荣幸。
Now I'd like to give you some things that you shouldn't do as a caregiver.
那接下去我要给你几个意见，就是你不要犯的一些原则。
Now this is a trap that is easy to fall into, and that is to do everything for the person.
第一个呢，就是呢，你很容易陷入一种想法，就是说呢，什么事我要为他做。
Don't do that.
绝对不要这样子。
Watch and see how much they are capable of doing.
好好的观察他还有多少能力可以做。
People will allow you to do as much as you will do.
对方当然希望你为他做越多越好。
But you're not helping them.
这样你不是在帮助他。
You don't have to answer when the person expresses themselves. Just listen carefully and find out what their problem is.
当对方在跟你表达一些感受或者是里面的伤害的时候呢，你不需要一定要给他什么答案或纠正，只要呢听他们讲。
Don't take things too seriously.
不要把事情看得太严重。
Focus on the positive.
在你的所面对的呢，积极一点，光看光明面，看好的那一面。
Learn to laugh at little things.
多多的能够发笑，对一些事情，小事情呢，笑一笑。
Don't hold in your feelings of hurt and frustration.
不要把你的挫败感、感受都压抑在里面。
pour them out to the Lord or share your pain with a trusted friend.
把你里面的这些感受呢敞开交托给神或者是呢对你的好朋友来倾诉。
Don't let yourself become physically exhausted.
不要防止自己身体的这种体力的透支。
The lack of rest will bring on emotional weakness and depression.
如果你不休息的话，那会带来你情绪上面的一种不安宁。
Set aside time to be alone.
要给自己独处的时间。
Find someone that will take care of the person during that time.
找一下别人来代替你，帮你做一点啊，做一点或做一些时候。
Have your own personal boundaries.
给你自己一些原则，一些规范。
Don't become isolated from your family or from your friends.
不要因为你照顾对方，就好像断绝跟你的朋友或者跟家人的关系了。
If we're not careful, we won't stay in contact with people, but we'll hold ourselves just there to do our caregiving.
因为如果我们不小心的话，很容易就只有照顾啊那个人，而其他的关系我们都不在意了。
You must have a regular schedule, one that you can get away, one that you are able to go shopping, take a little vacation. You're going to have to make commitments like that.
你一定要给自己这样的安排，有你自己的出外啊买东西，或者是还有放假的时间，要有你自己的这种啊日程这样的一个安排。
Don't try to do it all alone.
而且不要单独的做。
Learn to delegate to others.
学习要让别人来分担。
Don't feel bad, but ask for help from the family, from relatives, from friends, or maybe you have to hire somebody for a little while.
当你从家人或亲戚朋友当中请他们帮助的时候，你不用觉得不好受或者是不好意思。或许有时候你也需要付一点钱请别人来做。
Don't expect to please everyone.
也不要以为你做的都可以让每一个人都满意。
Accept the fact that you'll probably be misunderstood.
你要包容接受别人对你的误解。
Actually, the only one you can really please is the Lord.
因为唯一能让你去真的讨他喜欢的只有我们的主。
You know, if you can learn to value this opportunity, because it's only going to be temporary.
你所在照顾的这样的事情呢是暂时的，所以呢你想一想他所留下的永恒的价值有多少。
There will come an end.
那它会结束的。
You see, you're investing your life in the life of another.
你等于把你自己的生命投资在另一个人的生命的里面。
And actually, you can build a relationship of love.
那这样的话，你也在建立爱的关系。
You can identify with the person that you're caring for.
而且你会对对方呢有一种认同。
Learn to live one day at a time.
学习每一天每一天来过。
Caregiving.It's not easy.
照顾人是不容易的。
But it can make you a person of worth.
但是呢，会带给你很大的价值。
I have learned that as I give care to my mother, since my father has passed away, that God gives me strength.
我已经体会到，当我照顾完我父亲，他去世了，继续照顾我母亲的时候，神还是给我力量。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。